The next question is again about a quote from you. And I read the quote, then the question. You're saying, having said that, again, if you need to wash the dishes, get up and wash the dishes. If you need to buy a house, make sure you go to the bank. We are not talking about ordinary activity. We are talking about the extra things that do not necessarily add or subtract from our life, and spend that time more in solitude of ourselves. And the solitude is not going into one room and shut the door. It is a different type of solitude. It is solitude of the mind. And the question is about, what is this solitude of the mind? We never heard you saying this phrase, solitude of the mind.
Okay. When you are in solitude, if you look at it in the dictionary, I hope I'm right because I didn't look at it in the dictionary, it's to be alone. Solitude of the mind means being alone, means not having too many thoughts or stories or anything else. It's solitude, it's single, it's one thought, it's one silence. And now we talk about silence being the truth of who we are, and how calm mind is one with God and all of that. But please remember, this is a gradual opening. No one can come and say to us that if you do this, you're free. I would say that there are not telling the truth. It is unwinding the mind from the vision and the acceptance that it had for so many lifetimes. But I can assure you that by listening to the wisdom of God for all of us and having an open heart to receive it, and every so often be able to remember and put it to practice, you are going to demolish it in no time. Whether it is a year from now, 10 years from now, 20, another lifetime, the wheel, like I have said before, it is in motion. But frustration, when you get frustrated or you get disappointed, remember is the mind. Again, go back to silence.